Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a Women's Wednesday, and by popular demand, y'all called and texted and emailed. We've got Miss Bernice Feaster, the scholar mom, back with us. Hey, Miss Bernice.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Awesome. Well, I got several text messages, Facebook messages last week from parents of seniors that are feeling like they're behind the eight ball. We're going to give them a number to call in just a little while. But today we're going to talk about underclassmen, those freshmen, even sophomores, juniors, and what they can do to prepare and not be behind the eight ball when their time comes.
Mel, you know, I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking about a good 6 points I want to give out to the parents of juniors and freshmen and sophomores. What you need to be kind of doing, what you need to be focusing on. Well, number one, you know, your preparation. You know, you got to finish this year strong. Try to do as much as you can do and make as many A's you can make to put up that GPA, no matter what level GPA is on.
Okay.
Colleges look at the rigor of your courses. Go for it and put your best foot forward. Number two is taking the ACT, SAT. Well, of course, the scholar mom recommends both because it builds a picture of who your child is, to that scholarship committee, to that college admission officer. So you have the SAT, which is offered 7 times a year. And it's the last 2 times you can take it. It's going to be May the 3rd, but you got to register by April 1st. And then the next one is June 7th, and you got to register for May 9th.
And how young, this is for juniors specifically?
For juniors, sophomores, and freshmen. Okay. Take it as much as you can.
Okay.
The ACT is offered 6 times a year, okay? So the last test coming up is going to be in June the 14th, and the last time you can register for that without paying late fee, going to be May the 9th. So these tests are not offered in the summertime. Number three, I say this all the time, and I've said it to you and to your daughter and people that I have my clients do, get involved in community service. It's important. Find something that you're really passionate about, and that's what I want the students to focus in on. Take it, you know, own it, lead it, you know, more so get out there and make a difference in your community and even in your world. It looks fantastic on your resume. And then you learn life lessons as you're out there doing community service. And that gives you another thing to write about when it comes to your essay.
Those are your first 3 tips. We're here with the scholar mom, Miss Bernice Feaster. Stay right here. We've got another 3 tips for underclassmen getting ready, getting college ready, coming up after the break right here on Praise 100.9, 92.7. Okay, here we go. We're back with the scholar mom, Ms. Bernice Feaster, and we've got 3 more tips for underclassmen getting college ready. Ms. Bernice, give us those last 3 tips.
Okay, number 4, college visits. Oh, so important. As a junior or a sophomore, this is what you need to be looking at, the college visits. The college that you're interested in, go out and visit those schools. Attend the open house. Parents, find out the cost of attendance, not so much the cost of tuition,
right,
the cost of attendance that you need to know. Find out available scholarships at that particular school where you're going to visit. You know, how does this college fit you? You know, do you see yourself on this college campus 4 years from now? Never make a decision to go to a school you'd never visit.
Right.
That could be a disaster.
And one thing that I learned is it's important to get your child in front of the decision makers at the college. So the college visit isn't often just about checking out the school. It's about getting your kid in front of folks that will remember them.
They remember your child.
Right.
They remember who you are. And I always correspond back to that person. I always send a thank you note, something they remember you by. Because if that's the school of choice and you want to go to that school, the more interested you are in that school, the better you look at, they look at you.
It's about relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and I always say the good number is 6 colleges. You know, you can have 15 colleges out there you want to apply to, but think about it. Application fees can add up. Zero in on 6. 2 fit. 2 that are rich schools and 2 that are very good, easy schools for you to get into based
right.
on your GPA, your SAT scores, your ACT scores. Lastly, educate yourself as a junior, a sophomore, a freshman, even as a parent. It's never too early to start it, and you recognize that. It's never too early.
Right.
Know the deadlines. Know the deadlines. I can't emphasize that enough. Now, how long is it going to actually take me to fill out this college application?
Ooh.
How much is going to take me to get out the scholarship? You got to understand how important that is. And it's hard work, but it's worth it.
Yes. For example, don't do like us and wait until the 2 days before the Wake Forest application is due that has something like 10 essays to do.
Mm-hmm.
10
yes.
essays.
It could be a nightmare.
Yes, ma'am. We worked it out, though.
And of course, time management is critical.
Yeah.
Time management is critical. And so the college process, you know, it can be very overwhelming, and you know that, Mel. It can just be just like, this is crazy. This is a job.
Yes.
So the point is that it can get very complicated, and sometimes you just need help.
You need
somebody to coach you along. You need somebody to help you along the college process, and that's just one of the functions that I do.
And this is no joke. Let me just tell you. They talk about in the Bible where they upheld his arms. This one right here has upheld my arms. I'm trying to tell you, if you need help navigating the system, trying to figure out what to do, don't be afraid to ask for help. There is help available. And I just wanted to share Ms. Bernice with you. She's the Scholar Mom. And I had several calls last week from senior parents saying, is it too late? Oh, my goodness. Lots of calls from people with kids that have great GPAs but are not getting any scholarship offers. You need to call Ms. Bernice, too. Ms. Bernice, please tell the people how to get in contact with you. We're going to give this number several times today.
Sure. The best way to get in contact with me is 704-548-0236. And of course, you can visit my website. But for you senior parents, definitely call me as soon as you can. It's 704-548-0236.
And log on to the Scholar Mom. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. You going to come back next week? I think it's that time. People are trying to get ready for it. So I think you should come back.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. That'd be great. I like to hang out with Melody in the middle.
Yay! And if there's specific questions that you have, you can email me at mclark@radio-1.com. Of course, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter at Melanie Hoove. There's specific questions that you want Ms. Bernice to answer. We can get those on next week. Hey, it's your Women's Wednesday, helping you get your kids ready for college right here on Praise 100.9, 92.7.